the laws of physics. The purpose of physics has always been seen as a search for the fundamental laws of the universe. The idea of the laws of physics, which underpin the entire scientific enterprise, began as a way of formalizing patterns, regularities, and relationships in nature that connect physical events. Reflecting the relationship to the apparently objectively existing universe, many physicists began thinking of the laws as being real and existing independently out there in the world, separate from their own minds, which resulted in the laws themselves, as compared to the events they describe, becoming promoted to the status of reality. Before the advent of quantum physics, the laws of physics were conceived of as objectively existing in a transcendental realm, lording over lowly matter. It was as if, within physicists' minds, the laws had taken on and assumed a life of their own, a life that, paradoxically, in their mental conception, had nothing to do with their minds. Quantum physics has raised the question, is the ever-evolving universe like a work of art in progress, making up its laws as it goes along? Are the laws of physics an emergent property of the cosmos, which itself is emergent? Commenting on what quantum physics tells us about the laws of physics, Wheeler famously opined, "There is no law except the law that there is no law." The immutable laws of physics are, according to Wheeler, anything but. This is to say that the laws of physics are malleable, mutating in tune with the universe they support. In Wheeler's words, of higgledy-piggledy origin, in the same way that living organisms mutate. To quote Wheeler, every law can be transcended. How can we believe that the laws of physics are eternal if the universe itself is not going to be around forever? To quote Wheeler, law cannot stand engraved on a tablet of stone for all eternity. All is mutable. Most people have been conditioned to think of the laws of physics as being written in stone, inscribed somewhere in our universe by the universe itself like the Ten Commandments. But Wheeler is pointing out that this is not the case. When asked by physicist Paul Davies what he considered his most important achievement, Wheeler answered, "Mutability." He meant that nothing is absolute. Nothing is so fundamental that it cannot change under certain circumstances, and this includes the very laws of the universe. Mutability, Wheeler writes, is a law of nature. This is to say that anything and everything is possible. The laws in the physical universe they describe can only exist together, reciprocally co-arising and informing each other. It's meaningless to talk about the laws of physics when the material reality in which these laws are enacted hadn't even come into existence yet. The laws of physics don't exist in some transcendent Platonic realm outside the universe, but cooperatively come into being coextensive with the birth of the universe. The idea that the laws that inform the functioning of reality spring into manifestation out of nothingness fully formed is a nonsensical, preposterous idea. Wheeler comments, "The laws of physics were not installed in advance by a Swiss watchmaker, nor can they endure from everlasting to everlasting. They must have come into being. They could not always have been accurate. They are derivative and superficial, not primary and revelatory." Since we live in a quantum world, its laws share in its quantum nature, which is to suggest that they can never be completely known, and that they, like our universe itself, are a continually unfolding work in progress. The flexi laws advocated by Wheeler evolve and focus in on precisely the forms needed to give rise to the living organisms that eventually observe them. Is observership the ultimate underpinning of the laws of physics, and therefore of the laws of space and time themselves? Quantum theory implies that observer participants create both the physical laws and the appearance of the material world in which the laws apply. In our questioning about the nature of the universe and its laws, to quote Wheeler, could it be that the quantum is trying to tell us the answer? In Einstein's opinion, everyone who is seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that a spirit is manifest in the laws of the universe. Is science just a modern, secular way of pursuing spirit? In trying to find some deeper structure that underlies the laws of physics, quantum physics is reflecting back to us that it is a mistake to think that as we penetrate to the universe's deeper levels, it will terminate at some nth level, or that it goes on ad infinitum. Rather, as quantum physics reveals, our inquiry necessarily leads back full circle to the observer with which it began. In our inquiry, we find ourselves in a strange loop, what Professor Douglas Hofstadter refers to as a tangled hierarchy, in which by moving either upwards or downwards through the levels of some hierarchical system, we unexpectedly find ourselves right back where we started. In quantum physics, the conventional one-way, top-down hierarchy dissolves, revealing instead a holarchical order where every part of the system is the beginning and or the end, the alpha and or omega. It is in the ethereal act of observership, and therefore consciousness, where the link that closes the circuit of interdependence between us and our world is to be found.